to Apothecary After Dark.
And we're back.
Welcome to another episode of Apothecary After Dark, where we lock the doors and talk about all of the things that we've been thinking about for the past couple of weeks. I am here with my sister in crime.
Yes.
Danielle.
Hi, guys. I'm Danielle. That's Dina.
Hello, hello. And we are the co-owners of Amityville Apothecary, New York's biggest metaphysical shop. So what are we talking about today?
Well, you know, we thought it would be fun, since spring is a great time to set goals and things are coming back to life, and you spent the winter kind of hibernating and thinking about the things that you'd like to do when it gets a little warmer. So we were thinking it might be fun to teach you how to use your pendulum and do some simple exercises for goal setting and prioritizing.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny because Danielle had taught this when we first opened, so 6 years ago. And I remember thinking, what a fun and very interesting way to use your pendulum, because it's blind.
Yeah. So it's interesting. So before we even get into what the exercise is, a pendulum is such a basic, fun divination tool. This is one that I had from the time I became a Reiki practitioner. I don't even know.
It's like a disco ball.
Yeah, it's like a little simple clear quartz faceted disco ball. There's not even like any knob on the end.
It's just a chain.
Yeah, it's just a chain. It's very basic, but a pendulum can be any weighted ending.
And doesn't need to be a crystal, right?
No, you can use a necklace. You can use a string with a weighted end. It can be anything. Really basic. So it's such a diverse tool because you can pretty much create it.
Make your own.
Yeah. So I can teach you during this session very basic exercises for you to train your pendulum so you know the yes and no motions, and then how to use it for goal setting, and as Dina was saying, use it for like blind prioritizing. So we have a natural bias, but using this as a tool can help you kind of determine what's most important in terms of timing.
Yeah, because you might think you're not moving.
Yeah.
But you can really, like, your body can have micro movements that, believe it or not, like, your brain is sending these signals for what you want to be a yes and what you want to be a no. So that's why doing it blind is the way to go. When Danielle, like, taught this technique, I was like totally blown away. I think, like, there is no other way to pendulum than to pendulum this way.
Thank you.
So we have different philosophies on how to train pendulums.
Yeah.
So let's do your philosophy.
Okay. So the disco ball I'm going to leave here. I also have another one from my Reiki training. It does have like kind of a little nub at the end. So what I do is I hold it over these two fingers. Okay. I kind of fold the chain over the two fingers, and then I capture.
So like this.
Yeah. I capture the base of it between my thumb and my ring finger on this side.
Okay.
So it's just comfortably draping and hanging. Yeah,
I had it backwards.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
Perfect. Just so it's like very comfortable. Now, to start, for me, I intentionally set it in motion deliberately. Clearly, my hand is moving to set it in that motion. And for me, this forward and backward motion is yes. So I will just sit quietly. Like when I have the time at home, not to be a weirdo in public, but I'm just like,
I mean, you can do that if you want.
You can. I won't judge, but maybe people will. But I just intentionally say yes, 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 yes. So then that way I am dictating to this as my tool that this is the motion that it should make when I want the yes answer. Okay, so my hand remains still. And during the training exercise, that's what I do for, you know, a few minutes. Then I bring it to stop. Then for me, left to right is the motion of no. So I intentionally move my hand that way and I say, no, 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 no. Now, this pendulum is trained to me because I've had it for a long time. So I won't bore you with having me say that over and over because that's terrible. Okay. Now, the third part of it is I go from the forward to back diagonal. And I say, get ready for question. Ready for question. Ready for question. Ready for question. So that is the neutral space where my pendulum will prepare for me to ask the question, because what the pendulum does is it utilizes subtle energy to channel your highest consciousness, if you will. So even though your hand won't be moving to the naked eye, the subtle energy will channel down into the sensitivity of the pendulum, okay? So get ready for question, get ready for question, get ready for question. So as I'm sitting here doing this exercise, it's actually circling. And Dina actually gets her signals mostly in circling. Do you want to talk about that before I go?
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to the fact that I've just been like talking to it in my mind and getting it to do things. So the first time I bought a pendulum was in this little tiny rock shop in like the middle of Florida in some guy's like off of his house. It was like this like weird, and they had like, it was really funny. I was with my kids and I was visiting my grandma, and I just like Googled rock shop near me and ended up in this like amazing place. And I was like, oh, I want a pendulum.
Okay.
Never worked with them before. And I bought a green aventurine pendulum and I didn't know what to do with it. So I Googled it. That's what we do, right? We Googled it.
Yeah.
And so the first response that I saw on Google, and I don't know, hopefully this was like a good suggestion because I've been going with it ever since, was for me to just say what I know to be a true statement and what I know to be a false statement and see what happens. So I always like start off with saying like, my name is Dina, my name is Dina, my name is Dina, and then just like see what happens to the energy. And of course, like I'm like not still right now, but if I said my name is Dina, sometimes I just tell it in my mind to show me a yes. But my yes and my no is similar to Danielle, but my sort of like ready for question is for it to neutralize or not move at all. But it like has a bounce.
Yeah.
Like it has like a little dance at the end, like where it's not like perfectly still.
Yeah.
So, but I do get a lot of circles as well, but it really, wouldn't you say like you really have to sort of like, I've seen people that like can't get their pendulums to move at all. I feel mm-hmm. like you have to be like a little bit in like a relaxed state.
Yeah, I just think if you keep your hand and think of it more as like a neutral, you don't want to be rigid with anything you're doing, especially when you're dealing with energy. So if you're just sitting comfortably and you just set the intention, you say like, I'm just going to set the intention that this is going to help me with some answers. And it's totally casual and totally relaxed environment. So like, I'm not even physically moving this. It's just actually taking on an energy of its own right now. And it is taking on a diagonal kind of skew. So to
it's
what-
It's waiting for you.
Yeah, it is. It's preparing for my question. It's waiting for me to ask. So what I would also do is I would ask a ridiculous question like, okay, so is my name Phoenix? Which is the name of my cat. And it's starting to head in the direction of yes, no. Okay, now it's back waiting for question because it knows. I already answered.
Well, I just got a no.
Yeah, you did just get a no. There you go. It's just naturally. So is my name Danielle? And just by me keeping my hand still, it's actually picking up momentum and going forward and back.
Mine's going yes, too, because yeah. I'm asking, is her name Danielle yeah. in my head?
Yeah. So, yes, yes, my name is Danielle. So
is that's this fucking you out? So he's dying.
As you're practicing, have fun with it. There's no right or wrong questions. You know the answer. You know the truth. And you can just ask like yeah. anything, really.
I also like to play with mine to make the link where I will just in my mind ask it to do things. So as Danielle was talking before, I was having it go counterclockwise circle. And then I would say, stop, change direction. But I'm not saying anything out loud, just to sort of like connect with the energy and see if my intention and my energy can forcefully sort of influence
yeah.
it, just to see what your connection's like for like shits and gigs.
Yeah.
If you want to play, because like sometimes I like don't really have a lot of good questions to ask.
I mean, you could even use this to determine how many past lives you've had. That's one of the exercises that we did
wow.
as the entire wow. Reiki class. Yeah, so we went around and then we set segments of ages. Like, have I lived more than 10 past lives. It's already like picking up. It's like, yeah, yeah, you have. Okay, have I lived more than 30 past lives?
Of course, I already just went to 100 and said no. I just want to read to have I lived more than 100 past lives.
I have a feeling that you have, actually, but I don't know. Maybe you're a newbie. Maybe I'm here to guide you.
Was I a vicious bitch in a past life?
Ooh, that's juicy.
I said yes.
Yeah, I believe that. But you can have fun. You can say, like, was I once an animal in a past life?
Was Jinx my husband in a past life?
Ooh, maybe. You guys are definitely bonded.
No, he wasn't my husband. Was Jinx my son in a past life?
That's
yes.
There you go. That actually just shifted direction for you. So,
But he's a dog and not a person. He actually is probably living a better life, honestly, right now.
He's the most spoiled, precious, sweet dog, but these two definitely share a special bond. So, like, pendulums are a lot of fun. You can have a lot of enjoyment of, like, asking those types of questions. Another cool thing is if you're aware of where the chakras are, you can just Google anything. Have your friend lie down on the floor, and you can just literally hold this over their body, over each chakra, and it will start circling like this.
It really does pick up.
And if they have a closed chakra, it'll be like a smaller spiral. And if it's a more open, sometimes over open, it will go even wider.
Really big.
So if you hold it, the root is down by your private parts. Your sacral is your lower, like right below your belly button. Your solar plexus is here, like right where your rib cage meets. Your heart, obviously, is where your heart is. Then your throat, your third eye, and over the crown. So it's really fun. You can just hold it over, and then you can see, because each chakra is an energy vortex. So it's a spiral, and the energy will naturally move the pendulum. So those are just basic fun exercises. There you go. So as you spend time doing that, these are just really like 101, and then you can even use your body as a pendulum, which is another discussion, and really easy to do, like, should I buy these cookies at the supermarket?
The answer is always yes to that question, by the way.
I agree.
So now, like, how do we tie in the pendulum to goal setting?
Right. So what we did, because we sometimes have a natural bias, right?
We always have a natural bias.
So should I start dating in the spring?
Ooh.
Okay. So I just put dating question mark or...
Okay.
Should I start writing my book? Or should I just keep it simple at the shop? Okay. So those are three different options for me. Now, if I want to see what is most in alignment, I will have a natural bias towards what I think might be more in my interest. And then we'll see how the pendulum responds.
Okay.
So I can make it blind because I don't want to know the answer, because then my hand might start moving more.
Yeah,
I asked my Reiki master. I'm like, okay, well, there's one that I would love for it to come true, but I don't know if that's actually like in alignment with my highest and greatest good. And she said, oh, well, this is how you solve for that. So I'm just holding it over all of them. Magic, magic. There it goes. It is swirling. I have to separate them. And you can see, based on the response, as I hold it over them, which one is going to have the most dramatic. It's like that one's moving at a pretty good clip.
It's pretty clippy, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what if it's telling you to do all of it?
This one's actually, look, that just slowed down big time.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
This one's like, no.
That's like, yeah.
It's like, wah, wah.
That's a firsthand.
See that?
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. What are you going to get?
Well, do you want to do yours first?
Do yours first. I'm curious now. So that was the big one, right? What was that one?
Keep it simple at the shop.
Wait, let's see the dead in the water. I think I know. Dating. Just as I suspected.
That's great. So that was, the middle one is your book. Not today. All right.
So look, just keep it simple. Keep doing what I'm doing. Plugging along. My book.
I love this.
Start working on it. Dating definitely.
Don't bother with the dating. You're not ready.
Don't waste your time.
Okay. So let's see.
Message received.
Okay.
Isn't this fun?
Okay. Let's see what I got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. I don't even know what you wrote. I'm excited.
Okay. So that's like my yes. Let's see if there's a yes here. Yes.
Okay.
That's a no.
Mm.
Okay. This is like,
it's thinking. Maybe.
It's like,
That's meh.
Okay. Yes. No. Meh. Okay. Let's see what the meh is. The meh is, should I take a certification?
Meh.
But the best part is, like, maybe, when I wrote this, I, like, didn't have a certification in mind. So it's probably like, what are you even asking me? Right. Because, like, what certification?
Right.
Okay. So this was the meh. This was the no.
You can open the no.
No. Okay. Should I do an oracle deck? No.
No, you should not right now. Okay.
What's and this was to write the tarot book.
Ooh.
And that was the yes.
I mean, that's definitely a natural progression.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there you go.
See? So it can be anything. If you're having trouble decisioning and you really, like, mm-hmm. you have a few different options, do I stay or do I go? No. I mean, like,
yeah.
There you go. And you can have your friend hold them in your hands and shuffle them up and put them so you don't even know.
Yeah.
And then we did this utilizing like 5 different specific goals or 10 different specific goals. And you could see what's the most dramatic you can do 2 by 2 next to each other and then see what's the highest ranking and then order it that way. So, you know, we did a look ahead for the entire year and I set some really lofty goals and then I set some more like, you know, smaller but still important. And of course, I was like, when I get home, I need to do this and this and this and this. And then the pendulum was like, you know what? Actually, that's like at the number 10 and 1, 2, 3 is where you should be yes. prioritizing. So it's really like a great tip and tool that anybody can do.
And especially as we are turning the wheel of the year to the spring equinox, right? One of 2 times of the year where we have equal day and night. It's where we really start to think about what are we putting in the ground? What are we planting? Literally and figuratively, right?
Yeah.
And so what do we want to manifest? And sometimes I think we do get like caught up in the stories of like what we think we want. And that's why a lot of times when we're doing magic or doing manifesting or whatever it is that you guys do in your life to sort of start thinking about getting into that energy of growth, when you think about stuff, I always like to add in this or something better. Because sometimes we just can't dream big enough, you know?
Yeah.
So I really like sort of adding that and then maybe working in concert with the pendulums to say, like, are you thinking sort of like, because sometimes we're stubborn.
Sometimes, always. I'm always stubborn. Like, I think I know better. And then the universe is like, ha, just what you, when you thought you knew something. No, it's really interesting because once you start understanding and working with the energy of the seasons and the wheel of the year, like, the time of winter that we are coming out of truly is a time to go within, to reflect on the past year, everything that happened. Things go quiet intentionally. You're inclined to stay inside. It's a time for planning and dreaming and saying, like, what can I say goodbye to? Good riddance, leave it behind in the past. Opening up space for the new beginnings that come with spring. So just because you start seeing those little seedlings germinate, you know, like the crocus first
they're up
poking
the crocus.
Through.
My mom just sent me a picture today. They are out and busted through.
The hyacinth, the forsythia, mm-hmm. I love all of that. So, but they've been germinating and budding and getting ready to show themselves. So all of that preparation, that's us during the winter, getting ready and preparing. So soon enough, it's going to be timing to like show ourselves, but still be patient because it allow time to grow because they're not in full bloom mm-hmm. until really the summer.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to be laying the foundation, to be nurturing the ideas, to be prioritizing what's really important and what's required, and to allow that other stuff to fall by the wayside that's really not a priority. So that's my thoughts on spring. Yeah.
If you don't have a pendulum, we have a lot of pendulums in the shop, all different kinds. And as you said before, Danielle said before, you can make your own if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But we have them in all different types of stones.
Like, I think this was a little pouch from my Nana.
It's so cute.
And I just keep my pendulums in here, and it's just so sweet.
This one's a little Amazonite guy. I think this is like a faceted double terminated quartz with what's on here. It looks like a little moonstone. Yeah, it's really very pretty.
Really dreamy and pretty.
So I know, you know, it's so funny. When you do develop relationships with your pendulums, you do get attached to them. So like Danielle has hers in her little pouch. I have a green adventure one that I had first bought, and that's like the one I have. But I will tell you, they do like to jump around.
Yeah.
So keep them in something, like a pouch
or
a little box or something. Because I remember my daughter first got into them like 8-9 years ago. I think there was a period of time where she like literally went through a dozen of them. Because they were like all over the place.
And also, once they get used to your energy, like you saw, as soon as I picked it up, it just automatically served as an extension. So you want to hold on to it because it serves as like a trusty extension of you. So we did pull some decks just so that we can kind of look at the energy for the next 2 weeks. And I was feeling with that springtime energy, I grabbed the Animal Guides Tarot by my dear Radley Valentine, who I love. And this deck is wonderful.
The shuffling just doesn't get any better. It doesn't matter how many times we do this. It's just never been.
Aw, so cute.
Oh, my God.
I
feel like this is a message for me because, boy, do I want a Maine Coon.
Yeah.
A big, gigantic one that's like dog size.
It's so cute. I'll wait for you to pull a card.
So I'm, of course, going to have to be extra since we have these pendulums here.
Yeah.
I thought, like, let's use one to see what pile I should work out of for shits and gigs. Right?
I like that. That's very good.
This one said fuck off. Okay, so is it this one? Yeah, fine. Okay.
And so it has been.
Yes, said. So I'm working out of the Rider-Waite Tarot Pack. This is the original because I am your basic friend that knows what she knows, apparently. And even though there's not a lot of cards in this pile, I still can't shuffle it, so you could see how bad this is.
I just pulled my earring out.
That's fine. Okay.
It's all good.
All right.
All right. You excited?
Sure.
Mine is so appropriate. First of all, there's seven cute little adorable Maine Coon kittens looking at me. And it's seven of water, which represents seven of cups.
Okay.
Which is choices. So in the traditional Rider-Waite, you cups see with different the cups.
Yeah.
So there's all these sweet little kitty cats looking
at
me.
I'm going for the orange one.
Yeah. Totally. Then I'm going to come and steal them for playtime.
The orange one.
Or maybe a little torty coat.
Yes.
All right. But this is the message. And I love his messages. It says, it's time to stop procrastinating and make a decision so that you can move forward with a priority. If you need to do more research, then do so. But don't overthink the situation. Listen to your heart. And I think that's perfect for everything we're talking about.
Yes, it is. And it's so funny. So that about time to make a decision paired with the Wheel of Fortune. A lot of time the Wheel of Fortune is like, do you feel like you've sort of been down on your luck? The idea is like the wheel is spinning to like positivity. But I also like to look at the Wheel of Fortune from the perspective of where are you on the wheel of life? Are you in the middle of the wheel and you're more stable and you have like a better perspective as to what's going on, what choices you have, what can you decide between? Or are you on the perimeter of the wheel? And when you're on the edge of the wheel, you're getting flung around. So my new mantra for the Wheel of Fortune is like, are you living life or is life living you?
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Yeah.
So like, think about where have you been like a little bit out of control or out of balance? And then think about your choices. Don't get overwhelmed, right? Don't get spun around. See what they are. Move to the center of the wheel and choose.
Yeah. I love that. Well, I hope that this message resonates with you guys. I hope you have a lot of fun practicing with your
pendulum. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I hope these tips are helpful. I've enjoyed teaching people how to use it. I love to hear the feedback and I love using it. So I hope that you do too.
Remember to follow us everywhere on social media at Amityville Apothecary. We do have a shop that's available 24/7, shopamityvilleapothecary.com. We have a bunch of classes and workshops scheduled. So that is available for you to check out on our homepage. And make sure you comment and subscribe and let us know how it goes and what else you want us to talk about.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening to us today. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, so be sure to come back for the next episode.
And make sure to follow us on social media. It's the fastest way you can get in touch with us at Amityville Apothecary, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And of course, like, subscribe to this podcast. We are eternally grateful for your support.